Hallelujah. Jesus set me free, and I'm on my way to heaven. I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, I'm shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free, and I'm so glad. Jesus set me free, I'm so glad. Jesus set me free, I'm so glad. Amen. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free, and I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free, and I'm so glad. Amen. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. He's Counselor, the Prince of Peace. Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad. Amen. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. He's Counselor, the Prince of Peace. Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. I'm so glad, and I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. He set you free? Amen. Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. He set you free. Amen. The happiest people on the earth. He set you free. So prophet, pray for you this morning. To pray that doubt and fear away, you're free. Amen. I believe my prophet. Amen. Yes, sir. Get the people to believe you, and nothing will stand before your prayer. Amen. Not even the cancer. Amen. You're free. Amen.
Lord.
May be seated. I just love the Lord. We're a free people. Amen. Free indeed. Amen. Amen. Well, in my little correspondence with Brother Joseph, he says, well, I miss you so much. Brother Joseph, we miss you so much.
Amen.
We love you, Brother Joseph.
Glory.
Hey man, you may be seated. It's just an honor to be here with you. As we just heard this morning of what the Lord's done for us and what to be in the presence of the Lord and what He did for us this morning.
Amen.
If you were backslid this morning, you're not now. If you were a sinner this morning, you're not now. If you needed healing, you've got it. You've been healed. If you needed the Holy Ghost, you've got it. You've been sealed.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The prophet prayed the prayer of faith to move that darkness away, and it's done. It's settled. You got the victory. You have something to be happy about. You say, well, I just don't feel it. I don't care what you feel. He said it. That settles it. It's over. That's how it is for a believer. And He's the high priest of our confession. If you go around, well, I don't know about it, then the Lord's going, yeah, he don't believe me, or she don't believe me. Oh, ouch.
Amen.
No, I believe your word, Lord. You saved me. You healed me. You fill me with the Holy Ghost. It's a finished work. It's mine. And I believe your prophet.
Amen.
Amen. We don't go by feelings. We go by the word.
Amen.
So this week, we just want to challenge you this week, whether you feel it or whether you don't feel it, testify.
Yeah.
Give God the praise and the glory for whatever it is.
Amen.
I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it looks like. It doesn't matter the conditions. Go testify. He's the high priest of your confession.
Amen.
Testify what He did for you.
Amen.
And there's nothing negative He did for you. Everything is positive about this
Amen.
Message.
Yeah.
You're a child of God. You're a royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
It's yours. You shall possess every gate of every enemy.
Yeah.
Amen. So this week, put that in action. Now I want to talk about you for a minute. I just want to read you a little scripture here. Just, I love this. Found it in Philippians 1:6. This is what it says. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He will do it.
Amen.
He will do it.
Hallelujah.
What has brought us together today? What is bringing this bride together around the world? It's this message of the hour. That's what brings us together. Where the carcass is, that's where the eagles will be gathered.
Amen.
Brother, there's no losing in this. He's already won it. He's already won it. It's perfect. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. And tonight, we get another opportunity to hear directly the voice of God to us in this day.
Amen.
I mean, no filters. Sit back and just take it all in, brother. I love it. Amen. Don't you?
Amen.
Amen. I do too. We could just stand. Just no further ado, let's sing Reach Out and Touch the Lord as we get ready to pray over these many prayer requests. We know that the conditions doesn't matter. We know that the Word of God shall prevail regardless of the conditions. It is the Word. Amen. We just lift our hands and our hearts to the Lord. Say, Lord, here I am. I just want to be completely yielded to You, Lord. Speak to me. I want to feed on Your Word, Lord. Give me what You want for me to have, Lord. Here I am. I just open up my heart to You, Lord Jesus, and with just, I'm here, Lord, to feed on Your word. Amen. And touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy at this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Heavenly Father, we just want to tell you, Lord, that we love you with all of our heart. Lord, we raised our hand to you. We bowed our heads toward the dust from which we come, Lord. We just want to give you thanks, Lord, for your great gift of eternal life to us, Lord. That we could come together, united under this message and this messenger that you sent, Lord, to hear your word, to hear from you, the same God that spoke to Moses, the same God that spoke all down through the scriptures, all through time, the same God that put the sun in place and put everything in its orbits. Lord, that same God is going to speak to us tonight, Lord. We welcome you in this service, Lord. Come in our midst, Lord. We welcome you, Lord. We invite you, Lord, to come. And Lord, we want to come to your table and just to feed on every word that has been spoken, Lord, and declared by this messenger, Lord. We believe your prophet, Brother Branham, Lord. Lord, if there's anything in us, Lord, that's doubt or confusion, Lord, remove it from us, Lord. Because we want to approach you with pure hearts, Lord, with faith, Lord, in receiving that we've asked for according to your word. We love you, Lord. We place all these requests, these prayer requests, Lord, into your hands, Lord. We know that what we ask for, we get according to your word. We place them in your care, Lord. There's nothing impossible with you. You're perfect in all your ways, Lord. We commit this service into your hands, Lord. Accept our worship and praise to you, Lord. And we just invite you, Lord, to have full control of this service, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out. Such a good honor and privilege to be here tonight, and just after service this morning, wow, what an amazing message packed with gold nuggets, and I can't wait to prospect more tonight. Just so thankful for the message of the hour, amen.
Amen.
This little song that comes to my mind, it's "How Great Is Our God and How Great Is His Word," amen. How great is our God, how great is His word, for He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, "I will lead you, just put your trust in Me." Oh, how great is our God. How great is His word. For He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the water. Trust in me one more time. Oh, how great is our God, and how great is His word. For He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the water of the mighty. Your trust in me.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are approaching this evening, Father. So thankful that we can put our trust in you, Father. Have trust in your word. Trust in the revelation that you give us of how wonderful you are. Lord, we pray that you be this evening as you speak to our hearts. Be with those that have come this evening. Be with those that cannot be here. We pray that you bless this tithes and offering as we accept them as unto you, Father. We pray that you bless your people this evening. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, how great is our God. And how great is His word. For He's the greatest one. Trust in me. I shall not be true, and I shall not be just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be moved. And I shall not be moved. Just like a tree. Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. And I shall not be moved. And I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. And if I trust Him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Oh, and I shall not be moved. just like a tree that's planted by the water's eye. Come on, please, take me. And on His word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. And He's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water's eye, I shall not.
Heals me now in the word, amen. And I'm trusting.
trusting only in the Word. I'm trusting only in the Word. I'm trusting only in the Word that Jesus saves me now.
This is what we're waiting for. We're just on the edge of our seats, ready to hear the voice of God to us.
Amen.
Amen. No further ado, we welcome God's prophet to this pulpit to speak to us the word of God. Amen. It is only believe. Brother Branham, God's servant and prophet, messenger for this day with Hebrews chapter 7, number 2. God bless you.